Hey, you like curling? No? Well, before you tune out, listen to this, because you're not alone. It is an odd event for most of us Americans. It's like shuffleboard on ice with giant granite pucks and brooms. But maybe the Norwegians are onto something, something that'll make more people pay attention to curling. They did it at the last Olympics, and it seemed to work. I'm talking about their pants. They're great, and they're unmissable. They're so awesome, in fact, that the Norwegian curling team's pants now have a fan page on Facebook with 500,000 likes. The man behind that fan page is Anthony D'Orazio. So, Anthony, you're in Rochester, New York. What do these outfits look like?
Well, the ones that they've previewed for the 2014 games are red, white, and blue zigzags.
Almost like Argyle socks, but spread out across the trousers. And also, got to say, the sports jackets, too.
That just completes the entire package right there.
So why did you create a fan page for these pants and the team that wears them?
Well, I am a longtime curler myself. I've been curling since 2002. Traditionally, it's been black pants and curling. It's actually in the rule book. The Canadian Curling Association mandates it. Canada has been the leader in the sport. The World Curling Federation doesn't have such a rule. So in 2010, I ran across this story by chance and was fascinated because it was something that wasn't plain old boring black pants. It was really exciting.
So what do you usually wear when you curl?
Before those games, I did wear black pants myself. Those were retired. I've since been wearing the loudmouth pants myself on ice. And I got to say, they are the best curling pants I've ever worn.
And Loudmouth is actually the company that manufactures these trousers, right?
Correct.
So is it big in Rochester where you live?
We have a curling club here. We're lucky to have a curling club here. But curling is growing. It's biggest in the United States. It's biggest in Wisconsin and Minnesota. New York has quite a large curling contingent as well, several clubs.
And during the Olympics, who have you found yourself cheering for in terms of teams?
Besides the Norwegians, obviously. the U.S. teams, both the men and women's teams, are compelling this year.
And what kind of clothing do the U.S. men's and women's team wear when they're curling?
Well, black pants. Most countries are leaving the colorful curling pants to the Norwegians. The Scots tend to every once in a while sneak something in.
Do you think cool pants, though, can make the sport of curling take off in the U.S.?
It already has. I've heard stories from people who are fans of my page who tried curling because they saw my page. I've never heard of curling. I didn't know what curling was. But wow, these pants are cool. They drag me in, and it's really compelling. They've done a lot for the sport in countries, not just the United States, where curling hasn't traditionally been a strong sport.
So you've got a Twitter feed, you've got a fan page on Facebook. You're clearly, I don't know, in love, obsessed with the Norwegian curling team's pants. Have you ever met the team?
I have. In 2011, I was invited to an event that they were participating in Canada, and we hung out for a while. I think they may have been even a little more excited to meet me than I was to meet them.
Because of your fandom?
Because of my fandom, and really in Norway, the big sports are cross-country skiing, what they call the traditional Olympic events. Curling doesn't even register. They, at the time of the 2010 games, had 8 curling halls in the entire country and a couple of Olympic gold medals in curling, so they were good. Since then, they've gotten a lot of endorsement deals in Norway. They are recognized in Norway, and the awareness of curling has raised in Norway. They are the perfect bunch of guys to wear the pants. They have the absolute right personality.
Well, Anthony, we'll have a link at PRI.org to that Facebook fan page for those crazy psychedelic Norwegian curling pants and to a slideshow as well. Anthony D'Orazio, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me, Marco.